going to start by learning a Ramban. And I know this is a Ramban that everybody knows. Maybe there will be Chidushim. We're going to speak out of Rav Dessler at the end if we have enough time. But it's a Ramban that when you come to this Parsha, it needs to be said. Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, says the Ramban. So he quotes Rashi. And Rashi says, Havu Prushim, Mina Arayas, Mina Avera. You have to be separated from Arayas and Averas. Shekol Makom Shantamot, Geder Avatamot to Kedusha. You want to find Kedusha? You have to find a Geder Avera. You have to have something that is a Geder of an Avera itself. In other words, like this. Purushim Kedoshim to you means stay away. Make a Geder. Make sure that there's something separating you from doing something bad. If you know that something bad could happen, make sure there's something holding you back. For a lot of people in yeshiva, the way that Rashi understands Kedoshim to you is if you have access to the internet that's without a filter, then at least you have something like Web Chaver, where somebody knows that what you're seeing or what you're going on every single time. But obviously, unfiltered internet access would be part of this. That's for sure Erva, in the line of whether it's Abizrayud HaRais or Erva itself. But the Geder Erva would be stopping you to do that. And if you would do this, meaning if a person puts a filter on their phone slash computer slash whatever they have, that would be a kiyum of this mitzvah of Kedoshim to you, according to Rashi. That would be a way of doing it. If a person has an inability to be in an office right where these people are, where certain people are dressed inappropriately, for him to go in and make sure, I don't know, maybe it's take off your glasses when you walk inside that area, obviously not walking into them, right? That would be difficult, but at least have blinders of some sort so a person isn't bothered by that sort of thing. That would be in the Geder of a Geder era. Abba Torahs Kohanim Risi Stam. Says the Ramban, in Torahs Kohanim, in the Medrash, I saw Prushim to you, that you should be Prushim. It says, you should make yourselves holy, and you will be holy, because I am holy. I am holy, so to your holy. I'm parush. I separate from certain things that are normal in this world, so to you should be. According to my mind, I don't think that this medrash in Torahs Kohanim is saying like what Rashi is saying, that it's to separate from arayis, keep yourself away from arayis. Aval prishus huwa muskaris b'chol makom b'talmud. Prishus is the way it's mentioned everywhere in the Gemara. Shabbalah nikroim prushim. The people that do this are called prushim. Who are the prushim? The Pharisees, so to speak. The people that separate. Who are these guys? They're not people that just make gidarim, that make themselves have fences to stay away from certain things. The Indian is, Ketori Zira Ba'arayas, Macholos Asurim. The Torah warns us not to be together with people that we call arayas, whether that's a mother, a sister, a daughter, etc., or even to the extreme of animals, males, or the same gender, we should call it, or whatever it is, right? Nida would be in that category. Whether the things that are obvious or not so obvious. Doesn't matter. Those are arayas that are straight out asurd from the Torah. Macholam asurin. Food that is considered asur as well. We have very, very clear, defined definitions of what is, so to speak, kosher, what we're allowed to eat, what we're not allowed to eat in Parshas Shemini. And in other places, well, Parshas Re'eh. There are very defined times what you're allowed to, what you're not allowed to eat. Ve'itira habia yish be'ishto. But it does allow us to be together, man and wife. It does allow us, achilas abasar v'ayayin, to eat meat, to drink wine. Imkein, yimsa balataiva, makom lios shatuv bizimas yishto, nashav harabos. Then it makes sense that a balataiva, a person who doesn't want to control himself, will allow himself to do anything he wants. He'll be shatuf, drowned in the znus with his wife or together with many, many women. Because why not? The Torah allows me to be together with my wife. The Torah allows me to do this. So I can't do things that are us. Or I won't be together with someone else's wife. I won't be together with non-Jewish ladies. I won't be together with people that I'm not married to. But I can marry as many people as I want. I can have concubines. I can have as many, well, the Rambam says no, but I can have many wives. And I can be together as many times as I want, as much as I want. Vilios besove yayin. I can get drunk on wine whenever I want. And in that category, I guess nowadays it would be, I can get high whenever I want. Because what's the difference? I can drink as much as I want. That's not asked from the Torah. I can have as much pot as I want. That shouldn't be a problem. Bizole basar lamo. And not only that, I could eat whatever I want. I could eat anything as long as it's kosher. I could eat a ton and no problem whatsoever. To eat out at shallots or at milts every single night, maybe Ken's, if I'm in an off mode, right? Then yeah, why not? I should be able to eat anything I want at any time. And you could speak out anything you want. You want to swear? You want to curse? Using those words that we know are not supposed to be said, that aren't said in, forget about national television, not like even syndicated television, words that describe actions or deeds that obviously should not be mentioned in that way because they're considered like dirty words, what you wouldn't say to your kid, words you would not say to your child. I don't think there's a more obvious way of saying it, though you wouldn't say, because apparently some people are willing to say it to their rabbis, but saying those types of words, I could say whatever I want. Shaluzker Isser Zebetira. It doesn't say that this is usser. Does it say that word usser in the Torah, that I can't speak out whatever I want, that I can't say improper words? No, it doesn't say that. Vine, and he will be, vine, yeah, he will be a novel, a manuvel, an abominable person, brishus Torah, with permission from the Torah. Because he looks at the Torah and he says, show me where it's us. There's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. And this whole life, I remember there was a guy, he did, I don't want to give many details, but he was a guy in yeshiva, and I remember everything he just told me, he's like, show me what I did, what's usher. Show me where it says that what I'm doing is usher. And you know what it means? It's just, you looked at him and you felt like he stinks. He stinks. Something smells here. Something's wrong with what he's doing. Can I point out and tell you, here's what the Torah... No, I couldn't find a Rambam or a Shulchan Aruch or something in Halacha that tells him that it's going to be usher. There's nothing. There was nothing that he was doing that was wrong. But it felt wrong. He didn't feel like a good person. He didn't feel like he was somebody that you'd want to be friends with. And in that way, we're dealing with a novel, Brusha Satira. The Fikach Ba'akas. Therefore, the pasuk comes along. After we've already gone through the things that are totally usher, Parshas Shmini, and then Parshas Achremos, and parts of Kedoshim. After it goes through these things, and it tells you what is completely usher. And then it says, generally speaking, here's something else you should do. Stay away from things that are mutter if it stinks. Stay away from those things. Stay away from even the things that are mutter. See, Rashi was saying, Kedoshim to you is stay away from Arias. Stay away from Gezel. Stay away from the things that are bad things to do. What the Ramban is saying is it's more than that. Stay away from good things. Stay away from those things as well if it's too much. Yemayit b'mishkal. He gives us example number one. Stay away from being together with your wife. We didn't want Tomei to come to be with their wives like chickens were. You're together when you should supposed to be together. When there's a mitzvah to be together, right? And there's halachas regarding that, which don't have to be gone through. The akadish atzmo mina yayin b'miyuto. And you're makadish yourself with wine by drinking just a little bit. Koshakara kasav a nazir kadosh. A nazir is kadosh if he does it correctly. The yizkar haros and yizkar zmenu. And remember those bad things that come from drinking wine. Just drink, you can drink wine. You're allowed to have schnapps. You're allowed to drink a little bit of whiskey when the time calls for it at a l'chaim. But to go too far, to do something that's wrong, that's not the right thing to do. That's not the right thing to do. But as it says, because the only two people that we see getting drunk are Noach and Lot, and we see what happened to both of them. V'chein yafresh atzmo mina tuma. And so too, a person should separate himself from Tumah. Does it say that you can't hang out in Tumah places? No, but stay away from those places. There's no warning to stay away from, let's just say, a bar or these, you know, public concerts where there's people going around and doing whatever they're doing. Right? It doesn't say to stay away from it. But clearly, that's not the right thing to do. Because Amayaratim, their clothing, is Midrash L'Purushim, makes a parush, something Tumah. You want to stay away from those people. Kadosh b'shamra b'tumas ames gam kein. Nazir is called kadosh. He stays away from tuma. And also the gam yishmor piv l'shonam yizgal the ribo yachila agaso min adibor animos. Keep your mouth from eating foods that are disgustingly too much, right? Or from speaking words that are absolutely disgusting. Can you have a piece of cake? You better be able to have a piece of cake. Yeah, that you can have. You can have a piece of cake. Especially if your wife makes it or your mother makes it, then you're required. You don't say to your mother, I don't eat cake now. I'm too parish for that. That might be a little bit too much. But what you do is you say to yourself, I'm not going to have more than X. I'm not going to do more than that. You say to yourself, this is not for me. This is not what I'm going to do. I mean, a dibra animos, and you stay away from those words that shouldn't be said. And you keep yourself away from people that are speaking it, TV shows or movies that might be using those words constantly because that goes in your head, sticks within your head, and accidentally the words will come out of your mouth. You'll stay away from people at work where these words are so commonplace, it's almost as if they cannot speak without one of these words coming out, without one of these words being added into their sentences. Not even there. How you doing becomes a... Whoa, that should have been censored. That's what ends up coming. Just a, how are you doing? Becomes something like that. You keep your mouth from staying awake. V'yakadish atzmo v'zat she'agiyah l'prishas. You're makadish yourself with this, so you get to the prishas. K'masho mor Reb Chiya, she'll sach sicha b'teilam yamav. The greatest level, the level that we wish we could aspire to, which, look, the reality of us hitting there is almost impossible, but what we want to be is to be like Reb Chiya, where he did not say one word of batala his entire life. Not one word that was extraneous or unnecessary his entire life. For these cases and others that I obviously don't need to mention, right? This is this general mitzvah. We already mentioned things that are aser. Until you get the klauzos in this general idea, the command to be naki, to be clean in your hands, obviously with what you do, and in your body. Wash yourself. Obviously, when you go to a bathroom, what do you do when you walk out of the bathroom? Do you use soap or do you not use soap? If you're the guy who walks out of the bathroom and only washes his hands with a Netilas Yadayim cup, shkayach for putting those hands on the Netilas Yadayim cup after just going to the bathroom. Because somebody else is going to be touching that and somebody else is going to be absolutely disgusted by the fact that you didn't wash your hands with soap and you just put your hands directly on that on the Netilas Yadayim cup. If you're the type of guy who only showers in the mikvah and doesn't shower at any other point, then you're the guy who I'm standing next to in the mikvah and saying like, oh, sheesh. Take my deodorant, please. That's that guy right over there. Mikvahs don't cleanse you without soap and shampoo. I hope people understand that. They cleanse your spirit, your ruchnius, your neshama is clean. I can guarantee that's good. Your body is totally disgusting and dirty. It is not 1843 anymore. It's not 1684. It's not all those years from beforehand. We do have to do these types of things. And that is included within all this. It's included in the cloud of kidoshim tiyu. To be kadosh means to be cleansed, to smell good, and to look good at the same time. Kavu b'she'elo mitzvos midivrayim. All these are durabanan. Tilos yidayim, it's durabanan. Ikor akasu b'kiyotu b'zeh yazhir sheniyah nekiyim. Then the tahorim uprushim amo bnei adam. We should be cleansed. We should be tahor. We should be parush from those types of people. She malak lechem atzam v'ontarus v'kiurim. That the mosros v'kiurim that dirty themselves with things that are extraneous, that are not necessary, and with things that are literally dirty and disgusting. Zed derech haTorah lifrot v'lichlol b'kiyotu b'zeh. They have specifications in the Torah, certain things that are specifically usher, and then a general idea of what a person should know after that. And that's the idea of what's happening. After we go through all those pratim, of all the dealings that people have, lo signov, lo sigzo, lo sonu, vishara azaros, omer bechal v'asisa yashar v'atayv. You know what you should do? Be good. Do the right thing. Be a yashar person. So when you go into business, yes, you don't steal, but this isn't really stealing. Right? I don't oppress other people. I don't overcharge for a certain product that I have. But I do overcharge a little bit. Be yosher is the general idea. Yes, there's the lavin, in which you're over on a lav, and then there's the assay of being a good person. Shachnes basea yosher v'hashvoya. And even going further than that, and acting even more magnanimous when it comes to these types of things, so that they know. When it comes to the malachos, there is a lav, and the lav is don't do the 39 malachos. Lo sase kol malacha. Don't do any work when it comes to that. And although the 39 malachos are not specified over there, but we know that the 39 malachos are hinted to in Eila hadvarim in Pars Vayakel, and they're there. And then afterward, v'yitrichem ba'aseh klol yishnamar tishbos. Just rest. And it doesn't mean rest, it means keep Shabbos properly, to keep Shabbos in the best possible way. Rav Dessler speaks about this when it comes to his mitzvah amunah. I don't know if I'm going to say all of Rav Dessler. There's five different parts to what a person needs in order to fully understand what the level of amunah is. And he goes into them. Derech Chitzonius is one. His Bonenus, Kedusha, Bitachon, and Devekus. And his way of explaining each one of them is beautiful. He really goes through them in a very, very beautiful way. But what a person wants to get out of Kedoshim to you, a person wants to have out of being a Kadosh, and what it means to be a Kadosh person, what it means, simply put, is to act in the way that you know other people want you to act. Not to say, well, it's not us, but to say, what should I be doing? What's the best thing for me to be doing here? And obviously, he's giving examples. Every single person here can make it. In a way, I don't know if that's Rashi's idea as well. Rashi's clearly saying, being gadur mina arayis, staying away from an iser Torah. But maybe Rashi's including that, making gedarim and saying to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to eat that amount. I'm going to eat this and no more than that. Making sure that you have one dessert, not seven desserts, right? And making sure that you do certain things, but you won't do other things. Maybe all that is included in Gidura Min Arayis. Yes, he mentions Arayis, Prusha Min Arayis, Min Avera. But the idea would be staying away from anything that might be considered an Avera. Maybe that, I guess you could say, is agrees with the Ramban. I don't think there's a real machlokas here. That the Rashi is saying, no, you can do whatever you want. Mutter gummer to do whatever you want. I think that's the idea behind Rashi as well. But certainly for us to be able to think and say to ourselves, what do we want to do when it comes to this? We have to have a constant thought in our head, how to become better, how to become yasher, and how our learning is either helping us or hindering us in that process of being the best people that we can be. I feel this is a really, really important Ramban. It should probably be gone over more than just once a year, but at least once a year. It should be said out loud, the power of what this Ramban has for people. Stop.